It's going to producers and also to landowners. And so we're seeking information on landowner income, debt, asset, demographics, landlord characteristics, so that we can begin to look at the picture of what land ownership looks like for agriculture. We do this survey every 10 years. And so the last time we did it was in 1998. So it's clearly time for us to get this information out and updated so that we can have a better picture of what land ownership looks like for farmers in the U.S.
She said 80,000 surveys have been mailed out. That's a much larger sample size than NAS surveys usually use.
We normally always survey producers at the beginning of January to get information on income, debt, and expenses, and that sample size is usually around 30,000. But because this data is so important and we only get it every 10 years, we actually bumped the sample size up. And we're going to publish data in 25 states, and normally we only publish in 15 and then do a U.S. total. So for this year, we're going to have a lot more information available, but with that comes an increased sample size.
And Corley says the surveys seek information from all landowners, not just farmers.
It's important that we hear about the type of rental arrangements that you have, the information that you're gaining as a landowner, what kind of benefits are you receiving, so that we can get a clear picture of the information of what land ownership looks like and also what the rental arrangements look like coming across farmland.
NAS will publish the results of the total survey in August.